Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 through 12. That is the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Mm-hmm. And it reads, and I'm reading from the NIV Bible. Mm-hmm. And it reads as follows. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Mm-hmm. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Mm-hmm. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn. Mm-hmm. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. Mm-hmm. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, mm-hmm. Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Mm-hmm. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Mm-hmm. All at this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. Mm-hmm. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. So I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Lord, and now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way I've seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Verse 11. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Mm-hmm. And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that I am who I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. I want to speak today on the topic, it's not how you start, but how you finish. Amen? Amen. It is not how you start, but how you finish. Moses asked the Lord in verse 11, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Mm-hmm. Moses knew of his past and how his life had started. He figured that because of how he started in life, that God could not use him. Mm. Let's explore how Moses' life was prior to this encounter with God. Mm-hmm. To start, Moses should not even be alive. He was placed in a basket by his mother when she found out that Pharaoh had ordered the killing of every male Hebrew infant. Moses was adopted by the same family that issued that decree. Even though his mother saved his life, Moses must have felt unwanted when he found out that he was adopted. His self-doubt came out in that statement to God. The Lord saw something in Moses that Moses did not see in himself. Even though Moses started life one way, he did not end up the way he started. Although we start life one way, does not mean we have to end up the exact same way. It is not how you start, but how you finish. Now Moses became a man used by God and was entrusted to bring the Ten Commandments to the world. Moses is just one example of someone who started life one way and finished differently. Let's look at David. The brief version of David's life is as follows. David was the seventh son of Jesse. He was the least of the brothers in the eyes of many, including his own dad. David was the kind of person that would go unnoticed in a room. He was quiet and humble. And when God sent Samuel to find the new king, Samuel went to Jesse and asked to see his sons. Jesse had Samuel meet with the other six brothers because they were more popular and he thought more important. Jesse never gave David any consideration at all. Many of us thought of that way by others, including some of our parents. David was a shepherd boy out in the field, tending to the flock. God told Samuel that David, the least of the brothers, would become king. Now, you know the story about what David did. He defeated the giant Goliath. He was pursued by the reigning king, Saul, and he became a mighty warrior for God. And his son Solomon became king after him. I am sure that no one, including David, thought that his life was going to go in that direction. After all, he was just a little shepherd boy, one of seven brothers, and was thought of in lesser terms than everyone else. Although people may not think that you have value, you can still be important in life. It is not how you start, but how you finish. Now, I got another life for you. Let's look at the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob. Joseph was favored by his father, and his older brothers grew jealous of him. To make matters worse, Joseph told his other brothers that he had a dream where one day they would bow down to him. The brothers hated him even more after he shared that information. One day, Jacob sent Joseph out to check on his brothers who were grazing their flocks. When the brothers saw Joseph, they plotted to kill him, his own brothers. One of the brothers named Reuben said to throw him in a pit. Another brother named Judah decided, we shouldn't kill him, but let's just sell him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Then they lied to their father Jacob and told Jacob that Joseph had died. Joseph was taken to Egypt and eventually sold again to an Egyptian named Potiphar and was living in his master's home. One day, the master's wife made advances toward Joseph. When Joseph refused her advances, she turned the story around and said that Joseph tried to come on to her. When she told her husband, Joseph was in prison. Now, this is how Joseph started, but it is not how he finished. God was with Joseph and gave him the gift of interpreting dreams. He did this for the Pharaoh, and he was so pleased that the Pharaoh released him from prison and made Joseph the head of his palace. Joseph predicted a famine that would last 7 years. Prior to that, God gave Egypt 7 years of abundance, and Joseph wisely stored up the assets to prepare for the famine. Eventually, a famine struck the land, as Joseph had foretold, and they were ready because they were prepared for it. Joseph sold food and grain to everyone who was affected by the famine. Eventually, his own brothers, the very brothers who had sold him, came to Egypt to get food because the famine had hit them as well. Joseph's dream came true. His brothers actually had to bow to him, had to humble themselves to him in order to live, because they didn't have any food or anything in the land. Now, Joseph forgave his brothers and had a reunion with them, as well as his younger brother, Benjamin. Joseph became so highly favored that his family was given land, food, and clothing, and was moved to Egypt. Let's think about this. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, wrongfully imprisoned for over 2 years, and still became the most important person in Egypt. It is not how you start, it's how you finish. Now, I have given you examples of three men who started one way and finished another. One man was adopted, another was a quiet shepherd boy, and the other was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Each man had a bad start, and each man had a great ending. The question is, how did they start one way and end up another way? Well, the one thing that all three men had in common was God. Each man started one way, had an encounter with God, and that is when their life changed for the better. Moses met God through a burning bush on a mountain. David met God when he was told that he would become a king. And Joseph met God while in prison. Each man had a relationship with God one way or another. Each man started life far differently than they ended up. And it is all because of God. Can we relate to these men? Have you ever felt like you had little value like David? Were you adopted like Moses and felt unwanted? Have you been sold out by your friends or family or been wrongly accused like Joseph? Perhaps you grew up in a bad environment. Maybe you were misunderstood or felt alone. Just as God made a difference in their lives, the same God can make a difference in yours. He can make a major difference in yours. And having a relationship with God can turn your humble beginnings into an epic conclusion. So in closing, I just want you guys to remember, it is not how you start life, but it's how you finish. And if you have a relationship with God, the way you start life will change to an epic conclusion. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you for this word. Thank you, Father, for being our God. Thank you for letting us know that though we may have had trials and tribulations to start our life,
yes, Lord,
it doesn't have to end that way, Lord. Help us to have a relationship with you, Lord, for you are a difference maker, Father.
You
can change the narrative of our lives by just being in it. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we ask, Lord, that you help us to have a relationship with you so that the way we start will not be the way that we finish. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for using me, Lord, even though I'm not worthy. Thank you for using me to deliver this word. I pray, Father, that you'll soften the hearts of those who hear it. I pray that you open their ears to hear it, their eyes to see it, Father. May we all want that relationship, Father, where you can make a difference in our lives, where we don't have to start one way and end the other. Father, we thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.